At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the Look Ahead with Scott Seidenberg on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is the Look Ahead on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm Scott Seidenberg. Hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. NBA playoffs continue with the Western Conference Finals coming up here on Wednesday night. The Mavericks at the Warriors, line currently sitting at Warriors -5. Taking a look at the series price for the Western Conference Finals, and the Warriors are obviously heavily favored over the Mavericks, -225 to Dallas, that is at +185. Looking at some correct score markets. The Warriors to win in a sweep is 7-1. The Warriors in 5 is +350. Warriors in 6 +450. Warriors in 7 +300. If you like the Dallas Mavericks, for them to sweep, it's 25-1. You get 7-1 for them to win in 7. For them to win in 6, it's 5-1. And for the Mavericks to win in five, it's 14-1. The series spread, Warriors -1.5 games. You know, I look at this series and I think that if you like the Warriors to win, makes no sense to bet the -225. What you can do is, and you know, it's things can happen, right? People talked about this in the Kentucky Derby. Well, you can shorten your odds by eliminating some horses, so eliminate the 80-1 shot at the end. And what happens? The 80-1 shot wins the Kentucky Derby. But when you look at the Warriors, let's say you're going to give Dallas a game in this series. So eliminate the sweep and eliminate the game 7. And bet the Warriors to win in 5 or 6. And what I think is going to happen is, I think the Warriors, if they win this series, the Warriors are going to win it in game 6. Or actually, no. Warriors are going to win it in 5 on their home floor. If the Mavericks win this series, I think they can win it in 6 or 7. So let's see here. You got the Warriors in 5 at +350. Already a better shot than taking the -225. You got the Mavericks in 6 at 5-1. And the Mavericks in 7 at 7-1. As opposed to the +185. Now hear me out. Why do I think that those are the scenarios? Well, Warriors are favored for a reason. They are when right, and that's always the stipulation with this Warriors team, when they're on, when right, when they flip the switch, they're lights out. Problem is that we don't see that all the time. And we've seen glimpses of it in this postseason. But if the Warriors turn it on, they can run through the Mavericks in this series. I think the Dallas Mavericks are live. And for the Warriors, let me finish that thought. if they run through the Mavericks, that means they're going to win games 1 and 2 at home. They'll split in Dallas. They'll win the series at home in game 5. I don't think if the Warriors win this series, I don't think it goes beyond that. That's how the Warriors win this series. For Dallas, I think it's 6, right? I think Dallas earns a split here in San Francisco. Or even if they get swept, I think Dallas holds serve and wins on their home floor. And they could be up 3-2 going, you know, to San Francisco for game 5. Or up 3-1, I should say. Lose that game and then win in 6, win 4-2. At home in game 6. Dallas is playing too good a brand of basketball right now to be this heavy of an underdog. The Warriors have been too inconsistent to be this high of a favorite. There's not that much of an argument anymore that Luka Doncic is the best player in this series. And I'm not so sure how the Warriors are going to defend him. Jason Kidd has done a tremendous job coaching in this playoffs. The adjustments that he's made, the defense that this Mavericks team is playing, that was no fluke beating the Suns. This Mavericks team is good. Luka is on another level. And if the Warriors bring the same inconsistencies that they brought against the Grizzlies, they will lose this series. I absolutely believe the Mavericks are live dogs. Absolutely. Will my opinion change after game 1 if the Warriors blow them out by 20-something? Yeah, probably. Will my opinion be strengthened if the Mavericks win as a 5-point dog? Of course it will. Will my opinion change if this is a game that is close, Dallas loses, they don't cover, they lose by 7 to 10, 12? I don't think my opinion changes there. Like, if this game winds up being like the closeout game against the Grizzlies, where the Warriors wound up winning by double digits, so the Grizzlies didn't cover the 8. But throughout the entire game, that was a close game. That was a battle. And it wasn't until the final 3 minutes of the game where the Warriors pulled away and covered the spread. So if we have one of those type of games, it ain't going to change my opinion on the series. The only thing that can change my opinion is if the Warriors win this game in blowout fashion. But I don't see that happening. I think Dallas is absolutely live here against the Warriors. And a total of 214. I think it goes over. I mean, the Warriors. So Dallas goes over that in, let's see, one, really only three out of the six games, three out of the seven games, they go over that against the Suns. The Warriors, meanwhile, they go over it in, I guess, one, two, three, just three of the six games. So no real trend there. Just kind of a feel because this series is going to feature a lot of three-point shooting. We know the Warriors love taking threes, right? We're going to see a lot of it. And we're going to see a lot of it from the Dallas Mavericks. I just look at what they've done in that Suns series. Luka takes double-digit threes. They took 39. So here you go. Mavericks took 39 threes in the closeout game against the Suns in Game 7. In Game 6, they took 39 threes. All right, let's see here. Moving down to game number 5. They took 32.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
All right, let's see. Let's go to game number 4. They took 44... Okay, let's keep going. Let's go game number 3. I'm not writing these numbers down, but so far we got, what, 39, 39, 32, 44, right? That's what we're at, something like that. 39 again. Okay, it's good. It's good. Let's go to games 2. 41. All right, okay. And in game number 1, 39 seems to be the magic number, right? So I got a team. Now, if my computer would update, I'll give you the numbers on the Golden State Warriors. So in their previous series, probably an average of 39. That's kind of like what it was in every game. And a couple of over 40, whatnot. Warriors, 53. Okay. That was in the closeout game. Let's see. Let's go to the game before that. 39. All right. Next game before that against Memphis. Let's see. We have, give me a good number here, 37. Oh, it's a little low, right? 37. How about the next game? Warriors, 32. That was a low number. And let's keep going right here. 38. So we're going to see, conservatively, 75, 80. To 85 three-pointers attempted between both teams. This game's going over. Sean Green from the Sports Gambling Podcast will join me next. I'm Scott Seidenberg with the Look Ahead here on VSiN.
This is the Look Ahead on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Ice cold beers, cold hard cash. Join the action on the pitch with the Heineken 2022 Soccer Prediction Challenge. Compete in 20 free-to-play pools this season for your shot at a share of $100,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Heineken now to start your run at victory. Heineken, beer made better. 21 and over only. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Please drink responsibly. Scott Seidenberg back here on the Look Ahead here on VSiN. Joining us now from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, is Sean Green. You follow him on Twitter at Sean T. Green. And Sean, let's start with the Western Conference Finals that we will see here on Wednesday night. I just got done talking about the total, and while some would think, yeah, it's a little bit high in the 214, 214 and a half range, both of these teams love shooting three-pointers. And if you just look at the average between the two of them, I don't think it's crazy to say, Sean, that we're going to see maybe 80 three-pointers taken between both of these teams. And if that's the case, we might get 100 points just from the three-point line.
Yeah, no, I mean, we had this conversation off air, and you made a compelling case, because if they attempt 80, and even, you know, they could, these two teams, they could easily hit 50%. Even if they don't, let's say you're a conservative, they hit 35, that you already got yourself to 105. And then to your point, pre-show, the free throws, like, these are both teams that hit their free throws, that get to the line, that are savvy on their attempts. And then they both have good mid-range games, and also don't play an insane amount of defense. I mean, maybe you're worried because the Mavericks put on such a clinic in game seven against the Suns. Maybe they have a little bit of a regression coming to them shooting wise, but man, I still like this. I don't usually go hard on the totals, but even at 214 and a half, I feel like you have to hammer the over.
I just think that, yes, these are two very good defensive teams. But the shooting, and both of these teams are capable of shooting lights out. And what's been going so well for the Mavericks is this, you know, the drive and penetration and kick out. Guys like Dorian Finney-Smith hitting three-pointers. It's really been a big part of the game. And Luka, of course, can just shoot double-digit threes himself and make three to four of them. So I like the over in this game. I lean Mavericks, though, taking the points. And I think the Mavericks are live dogs in this series. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, no, we on our previous show for the conference finals, we threw out, you could get it at plus 625 for the Heat to meet the Mavs. I mean, again, going back to the Eastern Conference, I think the fact that the Heat were such dogs that they were at the series price, I mean, you could have got plus 175, I think, was a little crazy. As far as the Mavs, and they're off to a great 1-0 start. Mm-hmm. As far as the Mavs, though, yeah, I think they're going to be a live dog. I mean, you saw the Warriors struggle with Ja Morant. I mean, newsflash, you know, Luka is a little bit better than Ja Morant, and especially just like a tough guy to guard. Like, who guards Luka? I'm assuming maybe they try and put Wiggins on him, but I think they're really going to have their hands full stopping him. Now, the flip side is the Warriors come on with a chip on their shoulder. You know, you heard Seth Curry going like, yeah, hey, we weren't in the playoffs these past 2 years. We're hungry. But the Mavs seem to be, you know, that young upstart team. And we see this all the time where the superstar emerges. Like, I could easily see us looking back in a couple of years and going, man, that was really the Mavs year. That was really Luka's year to kind of come out and make a name for himself. And them winning this series, I don't think is shocking. I like them game one getting a plus five. And I think they're live dogs both game one and game two. I think the series will be tied 1-1 going back to Dallas.
Yeah, and I probably will do some sort of zigzag here, taking the loser of this game one to respond in game two, because I do agree. I think there's going to be a split in these first two games. Let's talk some football. I had a big discussion today about some of the win totals and based on the schedule and just really based on the power rankings of the teams. Forget about the schedule, strength of schedule, just how good are these teams? And I was talking about your Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, I'm giving you possession of them, Sean. And
I do have the sign behind me.
Yes,
so thank
yes,
you.
Exactly. And their total is at 9. You can see 9.5s on the board here for the Eagles win totals. I think they're better than they were last year. Obviously, they're better at the receiving core. The quarterback yep. now has another year or so to develop. And this is a team that, for some reason, whether it's, you know, the fact that they got blown out in against Tampa or whatever it is, people forget they were in the playoffs last year, Sean.
Yeah.
They were a playoff team that got better.
No, and again, they were a second half team. Like, they started out 2-5. But they had some really tough games there. They had the 49ers, who ended up making it to the NFC Championship game. They had a game against the Chiefs. They had the Tampa Bay Bucks. I mean, that was a tough start for a team with essentially a rookie quarterback, a quarterback in his first year as a starter, and a first year head coach. I mean, they were 2-5, and then they got hot, went on a run, you know, got their butts kicked in the playoffs, but Hurts was banged up again. You know, you're losing to Brady in a playoff game when you have no playoff experience. I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. And again, I really like what they did with the draft. They've quietly shifted to a 3-4, and Jordan Davis is really going to be good up there up front. N'Kobe Dean is a fun long shot there. And then obviously AJ Brown, like their offense, if we can get any sort of leap up from Jalen Hurts, they're going to be in a really good spot there with AJ Brown. And I think AJ Brown, not only is he a great run after the catch receiver, but a guy like Jalen Hurts, who maybe struggles with some accuracy stuff, maybe struggles hitting people in stride. AJ Brown has a massive catch radius. Yep. We saw that with Ryan Tannehill. Why did Ryan Tannehill go from the Dolphins to the Titans and become a much better quarterback? There's a number of reasons, but one of them jumps out as AJ Brown. Like, when you have a giant target like that, and you saw, you know, Tannehill's numbers with and without Brown, it is a drop off. So I think he's going to be a huge jump for them. And then, you know, looking at the schedule, I mean, I was joking around with my buddies going 13-4, 13-4 is realistic. I think that's even as a, you know, as a betting analyst, I would say that's insane. But yeah, when we did our early win total show, it was still at 8.5. It's like you said, I think it's up to 9, maybe even 9.5. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would take an over if it gets all the way to 10, but over 9.5, I feel it is really good. And again, their offensive line was one of the best in the league. That's how you stay in these games. And, you know, the schedule to the point, as far as the schedule breaking right for them, Week 5 against the Cardinals. Now, if all things go according to plan, and DeAndre Hopkins is still suspended, which yep. maybe he overturns it. But again, we've seen Kyler with and without DeAndre Hopkins. That's a big difference. And they've struggled, as embarrassed as I am to bring it up, when they play the Cowboys on the road in Dallas. And, you know, this game at Dallas is their third road game. So that game, they're probably would have been in a very tough spot to pull that out regardless of the team. So yeah, you can see that one, but then you end the season at home against the Saints, who we'll see how they look with first year head coach Dennis Allen and Jameis Winston, assuming he's still the quarterback at the time, and then Giants at home, which they always take care of. So I think they'll be in a good spot to get into the playoffs, and 8.5, especially like that early on. And then even now that it's up to like 9, 9.5, I still like it.
Yeah. I think they're going to be good. I think they'll win the division this year, to be honest. And I'm all in on this Philadelphia Eagles team. Like I said, I had an argument today that I said, well, the books are going to start to move this thing to 9.5. And I found a 9.5 on their win total. So that's the way that the books are moving with this one. The Giants have a very easy strength of schedule. According to all metrics, they have the easiest strength of schedule in the NFL. Does that concern you as an Eagles fan that the Giants racking up some wins here early in the season, maybe?
You know, if they had a quarterback, I think I'd be a little bit more nervous, but I watch Daniel Jones and I just don't see it. I think their offense is still going to struggle. I don't see how they move the ball. I get it. Brian Daboll's coming to town. Hey, Daniel Jones is all of a sudden going to turn into Josh Allen 2.0. But you forget Josh Allen. Yeah, he started out rough, but he continued to look better. Daniel Jones has regressed. Like, his best year, in my opinion, was his rookie year. Like, you saw some flashes where like, okay, maybe this is the guy. And then we just haven't seen that. And I get it. It's scheme, the line. You can create these excuses for these guys, but I think at some point you have to see some flashes of him making the people around him better at the quarterback position. I just haven't seen that. They just cut Bradbury for salary cap reasons. So I do think there's some issues with the secondary as well. I think overall their defense should still be pretty solid. And I do think Daboll, I am worried he could be a good head coach. So I think Daboll is the biggest concern as far as the Giants being good, but again, they've been the worst team in the NFL over the past 10 years. So I think that might continue.
Not that worried. Sean, appreciate the time and the conversation, my friend. There he is. Sean Thanks, Green, man. Sports Gambling Podcast. Check those guys out, Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's the Look Ahead here on VSiN.
on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN Spring Special is here. For only $59, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now until the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com, and subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's daily MLB Best Bets. Jonathan Von Tobel's going to have Best Bets all the way through the NBA Finals. Andy McNeil will break down all the action on the ice all the way through the Stanley Cup Playoffs. We'll have lots of NFL preseason coverage as well, not to mention continued Best Bets and premium articles covering golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily Best Bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $59 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at vsin.com/spring. Scott Seidenberg back here with you. This is the Look Ahead here on VSiN, the sports betting network. You can always hit me up on Twitter at Scott's On Air, ScottsOnAir. Stanley Cup playoffs continuing. The conference semifinals got underway here on Tuesday night with the Lightning beating the Panthers, upsetting them as a short underdog. They were plus, or the Florida was minus 170 was the Panthers, and they ruined my South Florida parlay. I did a little South Florida parlay with the Miami Heat, the Miami Marlins, and the Sunrise Florida Panthers. South Florida parlay did not come through. I should have just called it the Florida parlay and went with Tampa instead of Sunrise. But anyway, Tampa wins 4-1. They take a 1-0 series lead, and this is now something to keep an eye on and maybe something to bet on looking ahead to game two, which will be on Thursday. Panthers minus 160 in that game. In round one, four home favorites lost game one. All four of those home favorites responded with wins in game two. That's something to keep an eye on with the playoffs to see what happens here. Right? Game one, as we, I'll go through all the series here real quick. It was game one, the Kings beat the Oilers in Edmonton. Edmonton responded with a win in game two and a big win covering the 1.5 puck line. Okay? You had the Flames won at home in game one, so that doesn't count for them. The Blues beat the Wild in Minnesota in game one. Minnesota responded with a big win in game two, covering the puck line, so that's 2-0. Avalanche was a sweep, so that didn't matter. Penguins beat the Rangers in the triple overtime game in game one. Rangers responded with a 5-2 win in game two, 3-0, covering the puck line there. The Hurricanes beat the Bruins in game one, so that doesn't matter there. Leafs beat the Lightning in game one in Toronto, nothing there. Capitals upset the Panthers. Panthers responded with a 5-1 win in game two, so 4-0, and covering the puck line as well. So, with game one here, Panthers losing, I would look towards the Panthers winning and covering the puck line in game two. The Avalanche almost suffered a loss as they beat the Blues in overtime 3-2. Colorado is undefeated so far in this playoffs. They had the 4-0 sweep in the first round against the Predators and now winning here game one against the Blues. So 5-0 in the playoffs for the Colorado Avalanche. Coming up here on Wednesday, the Rangers and Hurricanes will begin their series in Carolina. And get this, the Hurricanes are not selling tickets to fans outside of the North Carolina region. And this is pretty hilarious because they don't want, I guess, Rangers fans in the building. We saw this happen with the Rams in the NFC Championship game, right? They restricted sales to the greater Los Angeles area because they didn't want that entire building being 49ers fans like it was in the regular season. The statement from the Hurricanes website says, quote, very important. PNC Arena is located in Raleigh, North Carolina. Sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Southern Virginia. Residency will be based on credit card billing address. Orders by residents outside North Carolina, South Carolina, and Southern Virginia will be canceled without notice and refunds given. They don't want Rangers fans coming into that building. I mean, I don't know if Rangers fans would travel down to Raleigh, North Carolina to go to this game. Maybe they will. Or if there are any transplanted New Yorkers in the area that would go. But that is pretty funny. Panthers right now minus 165, Rangers plus 145 on the comeback, and a total of 5.5 is what I'm seeing here for the Rangers in this series, in this series opener. Now it's at 6, actually, with the under heavily juiced, so that probably might go down, back down to 5.5, but I would look towards the Rangers here. I think Igor Shesterkin found something in Game 7 against the Penguins. And really, yeah, in Game 6 and Game 7. And if you look at just the goaltending, and this is wild, he was bad. So Shesterkin, the Rangers have a goaltending edge here. Let's just get that out of the way. It's Shesterkin for the Rangers, likely the Vezina Trophy winner, going up against former Ranger Antti Raanta, who's the backup because Frederik Andersen is out. And that's fine. Like, Ranta's a very good goaltender. He's capable of being a starter. But anyway, as bad as Shesterkin was in games 3 and 4, being pulled from the game and not playing in the third periods, take a look at the rest of that series. Game 1, Game 2, Game 5, Game 6, and Game 7. And then look at the third periods of those games and the overtime in Game 1. In the entire series, Igor Shesterkin faced 101 shots in the third period and overtime. He allowed one goal, and that was the goal in triple overtime to lose Game 1. So granted, he had a bad stretch in Games 3 and 4 and had to get pulled. But in the third period, when the game's on the line, crunch time, even in the losses, no goals allowed. That is the mark of an elite championship goaltender. And I think the Rangers are absolutely live in this series. They're even live moving forward to win the East and move on on the strength of their goaltender, Igor Shesterkin. Oilers at the Flames and Calgary minus 160 with a total of 6. And just looking at this series, it's the Battle of Alberta. And I think that it's going to be very, very fun. Markstrom's been very good in net for Calgary. Mike Smith on and off for the Oilers. I love the offense for the Oilers. I think Calgary can score as well. This series to me feels like it's going to be the opposite of what we saw with Calgary and Dallas. This is just going to be a different style than what Calgary saw with Dallas. Whereas, you know, they that was tough sledding with a team that had, you know, a goaltender that was playing lights out, and a team that had a really good defensive strategy. Here, I think there's going to be more open ice, a couple more odd man rushes, and I think that this is going to be an over series. So look for the overs in the games between the Oilers and the Flames. I'm Scott Seidenberg. Hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. Coming up next, we'll go through the baseball board again and see if we can finalize our card, or at least come as close as we can to see what our feelings are for some of these games, especially the early day games. This is The Look Ahead. Don't forget, follow us all on Twitter at VSIN Live. This is VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is The Look Ahead on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Get your edge this playoff season with the Body Armor Edge Basketball Throwdown. Join four free fantasy hoops contests and play for your share of $20,000 in total cash prizes while the action unfolds on the court. Head to DraftKings.com/BodyArmorEdge now to draft your best lineup and find out if you'll outlast the competition. Body Armor, more than a sports drink. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Scott Seidenberg back here with you. It's The Look Ahead here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Have to go over the last couple of baseball games that we kind of neglected earlier on the schedule here for Wednesday, and then I want to go back and really start to dive into some of these games. But the ones that we left out, didn't touch on at all, Pirates, Cubs, Drew Smyly against undecided, really good pitcher. Angels and Rangers, Shohei Ohtani against Dane Dunning, total is 7.5 with the Angels -160. White Sox and Royals, Lucas Giolito and Zach Greinke, White Sox -160, total of 7.5. Kind of want to look at, let's see, some trends here. The best
at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Over team in baseball is the Cincinnati Reds, 23-12-1. The second best over team in baseball is the Atlanta Braves, 20-14-2. And I posed this question earlier to Cody Decker when we had him on, and I was thinking about it. The Braves and Brewers, the total is 6.5. For this game. Now, both games in this series have gone way under. We saw a 1-0 win for Milwaukee in game one of this series, a 3-0 win for Atlanta in game two of this series. So, why would this game go over? Is it that easy? Been a low-scoring series. Bats are dead. Or maybe this is where they break out. You got two great pitchers. You got a total that's 6.5. And you got a team in the Braves that, despite the two recent unders, are still 20-14-2 to the under this the over this season. On the road, though, 7-9 as the home team for Milwaukee, they are 7-9. So no real trends there, but kind of interesting stuff. Tigers and Rays, Rasmussen against Eduardo Rodriguez. For Drew Rasmussen, last couple of outings, just been stellar. 5 2/3, allowing just one run against Toronto. 5 innings, allowing just one run against Seattle. 5 innings, allowing just one run against Oakland. 6 innings, allowing no runs against Seattle. That is a tremendous stretch of baseball. And for Eduardo Rodriguez, I can't say the same beyond... Now, the last start was great against Baltimore. Then again, it was against Baltimore. 6 2/3, no runs. Against Houston, he goes 6 2/3, allows only one run. He gets rocked by the Dodgers, 4 runs in 5 2/3. 3 runs to Minnesota in 6 innings. 3 runs to the Yankees in 6 innings. 2 runs to the Red Sox. 3 runs to the White Sox. So this one, too, kind of Rasmussen with an edge over Eduardo Rodriguez, but Rodriguez has been good. Total is 6.5. So I can see this being a first five under. It's going to be low. It's going to be like 3.5. But consider this. I just gave you the starting pitching numbers. And Rasmussen's been great. Last four starts. And Erod's been good the last 2 starts. But the Tigers, are the lowest scoring team in baseball in the first 5 innings. 1.22 runs in the first 5 innings. On the road this season, they average less than 1 run per first 5 innings. 0.86 runs per first 5. At home, if you're looking at Tampa, they average 1.85 runs per first 5 at home. It just feels like an under, right? Feels like an under first 5 innings, even at a number. I'd love the number to be 4. But at 3.5, I think it's a play. At 3, is it a play? It could be still. Now, what's the stronger play? Is it the Rays in the first 5? Or is it the Tigers in the first 5? Is the total in the first 5? If we look at the Rays and their team batting splits this year against left-handed pitchers, they are, let's see, actually good versus lefties. 687 OPS. It's a little better than the 671 OPS that they have against righties. Let's see. I'd love some advanced numbers here. Rays, team, splits. All right, let's see if we can get some advanced numbers here on the Tampa Bay Rays. Because that's the decision right now. Because there's definitely a play here in this game. It's just a matter of finding which is the play. Is it the under in the first 5, or is it the Rays in the first 5? You're definitely not going to be going with the Tigers at all here. Let's see. Can I get a lefties here? I'm trying to find some advanced numbers. I got their regular numbers, but it's not really doing me well. But anyway, that's going to be the decision that I'm going to have to make as I dive deeper into these advanced numbers. Now let's take a look here at the Giants and the Rockies as we kind of go through the rest of this day schedule here. Giants will have Logan Webb on the hill. and he has been fantastic. He's off to a 5-1 start this season. His last couple of outings, one run in 6 innings against St. Louis. That's after he got rocked for 4 runs in 5 innings against St. Louis. And then 3 runs in each of his last 3 starts prior to that. So this is a guy that does give up runs despite having the great record. It's a getaway day for the Giants, and they are going for the sweep. But it's not really a getaway day situation for the Giants because they have an off day on Thursday. I wish it was a getaway day spot. But, you know, I think the Rockies are live dogs. I worry about Kyle Freeland a bit, though. He has the tendency to get hit and get hit hard. So that's what I'd have to take a look at, dive deeper into Freeland's numbers, see if there's anything that I like there. But I think the Rockies could be live dogs here at home. Twins and A's, Dalton Jeffries, Sonny Gray, total of 7.5. I mean, you almost have to like the over, even though the A's are just not a good scoring team. I mean, look at, they win this game 5-2, which, by the way, I didn't bet it. But I saw there was a lot of steam coming in on the A's, even at the plus money price. I mean, this line moved. There was a lot of money coming in on the A's, and they win this game 5-2. But the prior 3 losses before that, they scored a 1 run in each game. So this is an offense that is not scoring. I will update my baseball card on the vsin.com daily best bets from hosts page. And I will tweet it out at Scott's On Air when those bets have been updated. And you can check that live doc throughout the day. One of the great exclusive perks of being a VSiN subscriber. Coming up this morning on Follow the Money, Jeff Seely, golf handicapper. We'll talk about the PGA. So will Gary McCord from SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio. And then Dennis Bernstein from SiriusXM NHL Radio, thefourthperiod.com. At 9:30 Eastern time, we'll talk all things Stanley Cup playoffs. You can follow me on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. I will tweet out when I have updated some plays on the Daily Best Bets page up on vsin.com and as well as the Major League Baseball play of the day. This is the Look Ahead here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.